tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
What is going on, South Carolina and all the ships at sea? How are you today, Producer Ramon?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm wonderful. I have the red Jeep back. It appears the issue is fixed.
Good.
And the black Jeep is presently.
What?
Presently under construction, being fixed. I'm hoping. That my friendly neighborhood tow company will be bringing it back to me, like, you know, late tomorrow or, you know, sometime.
You know, I know I've said this before.
I really wouldn't know what to do if all my vehicles were in my driveway at the same time.
They are not going
to
be.
Because I'm used to, you know, having the room to maneuver that comes with at least one of them never being there.
Well, you know what I say.
Yeah, what's that?
Keep the little one and the red one and pile the rest of them up and go to a car dealer and sell them all and get one good one.
Yeah, not doing that.
But I know you're not going to do that.
Hey, did you watch the big horse race?
I didn't, and apparently I missed something.
Yeah, apparently you missed something is right.
Yeah.
Something, you know, you better plan to live another 100 years.
It's advertised that it came on at 2:30, and I'm pretty sure the race didn't go to, 6:30,
Yeah, the race starts 6:47.
Yeah.
If we're lucky.
So I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you have to go through a lot of bad celebrity nonsense and everything to get to that point. So I don't do that. I can't. I mean, if I knew exactly like when the Kentucky Oaks start, et cetera, I watch the other races, but I don't want to hear anything else. I don't want to see any of their stupid little celebrities and their goofball
outfits.
Yeah,
it's like fluff. It's like the Hollywood red carpet.
And you know
stuff.
What? I'm bothered by the fact that Tirico is doing it. Again, go look up his history. Go look up. Actually, you probably better not. You probably better not. I don't understand how he's employed is my biggest issue. But regardless, what we witnessed was, in my opinion, I immediately wrote this. I wrote the only comparable things I can think of were Upset beating Man of War. Miracle on Ice, 1980. Buster Douglas, and I listed one other, and at the moment, I don't remember what it was. Regardless, the bottom line, and by the way, don't give me App State, Michigan. Please, nobody write that. That's nonsense. App State had a great chance to win that game. Everybody knew it going in. Didn't matter what the odds were. We witnessed the greatest upset in the history of sports. I don't really think there's anything even remotely close. Not just, I wrote the New York Jets as a 19-point underdog win the Super Bowl against the Baltimore Colts. At a time where...
Is that the one where what's-his-face predicted it?
Yeah. Well,
or
that's,
said
yeah,
we're going to win.
That's not really what happened. You know, what happened was he got sick of hearing how they were going to get killed, and he just blurted it out. It was not anything he planned on doing. It was just he was sick of hearing how they were going to get killed. So it was sort of just...
So he said that.
Right.
But we're talking about Joe Namath back in 1969.
Correct. Okay. But I think when you look at the history of sports, what we just witnessed is the greatest upset of all time. I'm not even sure there's anything remotely close. And there are a myriad of reasons for it. We're going to get into what happened. And try and figure out why or how it happened, although there's not going to be an answer. Let me answer one thing that Quack raised with me during the break. And let me answer that. there is zero evidence that this horse cheated in any way. Okay. Let me explain the process quickly, because I was asked this question 100 times on Twitter. Horses are tested. The Derby horses are tested like 10 to 14 days before the Derby. Now, is it conceivable that this horse evaded that first test because he wasn't in the freaking race? Maybe. Or you would think.
He wasn't in the race. Right. Why would he be tested?
You would think that they administered it late. You would think. I can't answer that. But there is a... there's a testing protocol that involves them being tested 10 to 14 days before the race. Then they are tested for what's known as milkshaking. It's a complicated process to describe. I'm not going to bother.
If I was to guess, it's like taking the normal stuff they're supposed to take and putting something bad in it. Where it's camouflaged, where they get their normal stuff.
Well,
don't they have normal things that they give them that it's okay to give them? And then what? They think they're going to sneak something by.
It has to do with TCO2 levels, and milkshaking is another form of cheating. So they test you for that.
That's cheating.
Right. But that's just before the race, okay? So that horse was definitely tested along with all the others for that. Subsequent to the race is the most stringent testing of all, where the champion, in this case Rich Strike, and as many as 3 other horses, face a test for 1,500 known ingredients, pathways to cheat. That's a blood and urine test, and that's thought to be, you know, the gold standard of testing, and you can't evade that. Okay, unless there's something that we learn subsequent to this, this horse passed that test. So there was no cheating. There was no cheating. Texted Giants over the Pats in 2007. No, because that point spread wasn't even near the biggest of all time. Again, the biggest Super Bowl point spread upset in history was the Super Bowl game between the Jets and the Colts. It was thought that the two leagues were on completely different levels. But that's a good answer. And so that's the biggest upset in terms of Super Bowl history. And I don't think that'll ever be topped. First of all, you don't have 19-point underdogs in Super Bowls. So there was that element. In any case, this horse passed the testing. All right. So it did not cheat. The cheating was not involved. I know why we want to say this. We want to say this because honestly, I still have trouble remembering this horse's name. You know what I mean? It's like it's nothing.
But just because somebody, why does everybody do this? Just because somebody wins that nobody expects.
I'll tell you why.
Everybody always thinks they cheated.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because going in to this race on Saturday, Rich Strike had a Beyer speed rating, B-E-Y-E-R. If you don't know what it is, you can look that up in your own time. But this horse had a Beyer speed rating of 84. On Saturday, it had a Beyer speed rating of 102. 102.
He was rested.
There's like no such thing. and we saw it. And we saw the overhead views. We saw this horse start out as, like, in football parlance, start out as Larry Zonka. And then, like, at some point when he needed to, he turned into Gale Sayers. And Gale Sayers is weaving in and out. The jockey, Sonny Leone. No one knew who the hell Sonny Leone was.
I know. I heard nobody knew who anybody was. Right. Now, can I ask you a question off the side?
Yeah, but this Sonny Leone dude, I mean, that's either like a name from like a bad mafia movie or, you know, who shot him? Sonny Leone.
My boy Sonny.
Right. I mean, you know, Sonny Leone. Or it's like some sort of tropical drink that they serve you like in Fiji. You know, hey, give me another Sonny Leone. I want another umbrella. Give me another umbrella, Sonny, my Sonny Leone. Well, it's not even a real thing. And you know how to prove it's not a real thing? The long-term professional announcers to the event admitted on air that they had to look up how to pronounce dude's name. They did not know who he was. I have some random horse who wasn't even in the race, who shows up on Friday and, you know, and has to be told last second where everything is. I've got a jockey that the old pros who have been covering these races for 40 years have never heard of. I got a fat, sweaty trainer who's completely disheveled and has, like, you know, you listen to him.
He's sweaty?
Yeah, he barely knows where he is. I have all these things working. And, oh, yeah. And now all the greatest horses in the world are here for the Kentucky Derby. Not some race that's being run, you know, in some region of California no one's ever heard of.
He was just a fill-in. There was a slot left open. He was a fill-in. And that's how he got to be there.
Another horse dropped out. and they called these people up, like on Thursday night, and said, hey, we had this race that we're holding on Saturday called the Kentucky Derby in Churchill Downs. And your name came up next. We now have a spot. Do you think there's any way you can get here in like 2 hours?
Well, now I got a very important question.
And they're like, yes, we will be there. Hold the 20 gate open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My question is, did JJ pick this horse?
No, which is amazing because JJ always picks this horse.
I know. This is what he should have picked.
Yeah. No, JJ.
JJ picked the one that got sick or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you're 100% right. I actually forgot about that. Yeah, JJ always picks the most ridiculous horse in the
world. I know.
You know, or some horse he loves the name of. And I really thought the thing was shaping up nicely for me because, like, near the end, and I had Epicenter, and I had Messier, and I had Cyberknife. All three of those horses were, like, in the top four near the end before the explosion, known as Rich Strike, took
Rich
off.
Rich Strike, yeah.
The explosion known as Rich Strike. And, again, periodically, this is not something that flows off the tongue. Like I said, periodically, I actually have to look down. Like, what the hell is the name of that horse? You know, I'm like, I saw it. I've watched it 8 million times. It's still not like, oh, yeah, American Pharoah won or Justify won or, you know, no. It's still like, who? Rich Strike? What's a Rich Strike? And then it did. It was a Rich Strike. Ramona, this nag sold for 30 grand. This nag. This
nag?
Yeah. Well, because up until Saturday, this was always a nag. This was a $30,000 nag up until Saturday. Now they're in the money. Okay.
You got to start somewhere, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's right. The owner who actually had the nerve to sit there and say, there was never any doubt in my mind. I knew he could. Oh, shut the hell up. You're in a different state. You're in a different state like 2 days ago.
I would say I can't believe this is great, but I wouldn't say I expected it.
Oh, and the sweaty trainer who nobody had ever heard of, he was like a hog in the food in the pen. He couldn't believe it. He was like it was like the greatest thing ever. He had no idea how it was happened. He was like, If there's a way, Ramona, a human can get instantly hammered, this dude was like instantly hammered. He was like,
what?
Oh yeah. I mean, this guy, trust me, this guy did not sleep for 24 hours. He even admitted that. He admitted after the race, did not sleep for 24 hours. The next day, the Preakness called with their invitation. He was like, pre-coup. You know, you had to answer the phone.
Is that true? Not that.
No, it's real.
They invited him to the Preakness?
Yeah.
Well, they would if he won the Kentucky Derby, they're going to invite the Kentucky Derby winner to
the Preakness.
Okay.
We just witnessed the biggest story of all time. They're not going to say, we're not sure we want you. No.
That would be amazing. If he went all three races.
Again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. The first thing we need to do is sort of back up and try and figure out, if we can, how a horse with an 84 buyer speed rating who wasn't in this race at all flew in right before the race. They stuffed it out in the 20th post position, which nobody ever wins from, and somehow won the Kentucky Derby. We need to examine how that's possible. Later today, amongst other things, Clemson baseball, softball schedule, softball tourney. I'll look at the final three quarterbacks on my top 30 quarterbacks list, and we're going to back that up a little bit because we ran out of time basically on Thursday when I was last here. Quick break, Walt Tiptula Road Rage.
Hey guys, do you need more energy, more stamina, and to shed that winter weight? Of course you do. Book a consult today at lowcountrymail.com. We have customized weight loss plans that keep that weight off for good. Testosterone replacement plans are just $7 a day. We are a concierge service where medication, doctor visits, and much, much more are included in a low monthly price. No long-term contracts, straightforward pricing, results that matter. Make man men again. lowcountrymail.com.
Tiger fans are unlike any other sports fans. We are bound together by our pride, our traditions, and our fierce love of Clemson Orange. Yes, we are family. We're also easy to spot because, man, do we dress nice. Tiger fans know it's important to dress with pride, and that's why they shop at the Tiger Sports Shop. Since 1974, the Tiger Sports Shop has been the standard for Clemson apparel and merchandise. If they don't have it, it doesn't exist. With two convenient locations in Clemson and online 365 days a year, visit tigersports.com.
Did you know you can recycle used cooking oil? 1 gallon converted into biodiesel fuel reduces greenhouse gas emissions up to 87% when compared with petroleum diesel. Recycle your used cooking oil at a designated Anderson County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. Do your part to fuel our future. Recycle your used cooking oil. Call 260-1001 or go to andersoncountyfc.org from the Anderson County Solid Waste Division.
Hi, folks. Kwok here to tell you about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Now, normally when I talk about PhD, I talk about my own weight loss journey, where I dropped 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and I've continued to drop weight incrementally in the maintenance phase, where I've learned ways to eat and ways to think about food that have helped me create a sustainable model for myself through the rest of my life. It's incredible what those folks do. Many of you know how incredible they are because you too have tried PhD and you love it. You know that Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have helped you lose 9 pounds, 7 pounds, 5 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever it may be per week. You've started to take the plunge and you know what I know, that this is a great way to live the rest of your life. But there's one more reason to love PhD. Right now, we're proud to announce that PhD Weight Loss is the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers and their fans. It doesn't get any better than that. I can't think of a more excellent pairing than Clemson Athletics and PhD Weight Loss. Go Tigers!
Hey everyone, John Hyde here. Be sure to check out my new podcast, Off the Clock, where my favorite Roar host and myself all sit around and talk sports unfiltered. New episodes each Monday at theroarfm.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Edwards Ford in Wahala wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Wahala and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
April showers bring May flowers, but it can also bring a bunch of unwanted issues with your home. Make sure you're prepared for the rain with the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. No homeowner wants to deal with a damp or wet basement, which is why Canty Foundation Specialists provides the best basement waterproofing solutions available. Our expert waterproofers know how to identify the cause and can provide you with a high-quality waterproof system that will eliminate those problems. Canty can fix it. Call 844-333-7354.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for any outdoor project. Even when it's hot outside, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. Any chance you have that?
No, I don't have it in here.
Sonny say hello to my little friend, Leon, who's the jockey. And then we have disheveled Eric Reed, who's the trainer.
Not the trainer, the sweaty trainer.
Right. We have announcers who have no idea what the jockey's name is, nor how to pronounce it, which is amazing. And we got a horse who shows up on Friday to run the Kentucky Derby that no one even bothered to vet or investigate because there was no frigging need. There was no need. This horse in its previous races had run fifth, fourth, and third, was nowhere near the money. Nowhere near the money. You know what the payout was Saturday?
What was it? I forgot to ask you that.
A $2 bet on Rich Strike paid $163.60. A $2 bet paid $163.60.
Did anybody go crazy and win a lot?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. The mattress Mac, whatever his name is, the guy who bets millions of dollars on everything, he lost. He had Epicenter, as I did. Epicenter was the horse that got beaten at the end. But let me just explain, okay? You're coming down the stretch. You're on a straightaway now, all right? There's no advantage to being inside. The horses are already established. It is a straightaway. Once you get past that bend, it's a straight sprint. So there was no reason for the favorites Epicenter or Zandon to want to move inside. There was no advantage to be gained to that anymore. The question is, who is going to be the fastest in a straight line? And you want to know how unbelievable this was? You know, these people, when they call these races, they're calling them through binoculars. They have monitors, obviously, but they're calling the races through binoculars.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're looking through super powerful binoculars calling the race.
Okay.
And they're never wrong. They were wrong. This is how insane this was. You had Epicenter, who appeared to be holding off Zandon and was going to win the race, all right? These two horses are all by their lonesome. All right. Our hero in the story, Rich Strike, is some 8-10 lengths back.
He's not even listed yet. I'm watching the race here.
He's not even a part of the discussion.
Yeah, he's not.
No one's focused on him. No one sees that this horse is now become
pegged. In a minute and a half, and he's not even listed yet.
He's not listed until the final words, the final words of the call. He is not listed, talked about once.
Yeah.
In fact, I want to point out something as you watch it.
Okay.
So you tell me, he is not mentioned until the final call. In fact, what you're going to hear is, you're going to hear on the commentary, you're going to hear him say that Simplification is now in third on the outside. He was wrong.
Okay, now I can't hear it. I'm just watching it.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Well, then you don't, you're not going to hear this, but I promise you, if you go back and you watch the end of the race again, you are going to hear our commentator say, our announcer say, that down the stretch they come, it's Epicenter and Zandon, and it appears to be Epicenter. Then he says, "This you're really coming to the end of the race now, all right?" Then he says, Simplification has moved into third on the outside. When he said that, it was wrong.
That was actually the other horse.
No, Simplification, into this guy's mind and eyes, had moved into third because he still was somehow, his mind, his thought process, his eyes did not let his mouth want to say that no, Rich Strike is actually in third and charging on the inside. Rich Strike was a length ahead of Simplification when he made the call that Simplification had moved into third. Rich Strike had already blown past him. It's just one's on the outside and one's on the inside.
Wow.
And that's an amazing fact that I didn't hear anybody bring up. But I promise you, if you watch the race, watch the end of the race, the call is that Simplification has moved into third on the outside. And when he started saying that, he was already too late because Rich Strike was flying and he was already a length ahead of Simplification, except he was on the inside. And as these two horses, Epicenter and Zandon, believe they were locked in a Horsa versus Horso, mano a mano, Horso versus Horso confrontation, and that's what they were doing. I even think Rosario might have been paying too much attention to Zandon. I don't think it mattered. I don't think it mattered because Rich Strike was a friggin' jet engine. I mean, this Sonny Leone did a mastercraft job, a masterclass job of maneuvering, weaving in and out. This is when Zaka turned to Gale Sayers, weaving in and out of traffic. Until there was no more traffic. And when there was no more traffic, now it's the machine, okay? In other words, Sonny Leone was brilliant, okay? You got to give this trainer, Eric Reed, all sorts of credit, too. Brilliant. Brilliant. You know, and people are writing disheveled. Brilliant. He did an impossible job. And then Sonny Leone, you know, turned into like the greatest jockey of all time, even though, you know, and he's being praised openly for what a brilliant race he is. The announcers have no idea to pronounce his name. They don't even know who he is. Don't even know who he is. And yet here he is weaving it out. No one can handle the trip of 20 horses in this field. But here is Sonny Leone weaving in and out of traffic, somehow handling it all, creating a clean trip for his horse. And then there was the moment that Sonny Leone never had. There was the time where Sonny Leone's weaving came to an end, and now it was just the machine. And at that point, this horse, this Rich Strike with a buyer speed rating of 84, is still 8 lengths back of the two horses who are supposed to win the race, two of the greatest horses on earth. And from that point, It was a rocket ship straight line finish, the likes of which you can only compare to Secretariat's Belmont run. It was impossible. He was flying. He was just blowing by all these other horses that suddenly looked like they're all wearing cement shoes. He just blew right past them, including Epicenter and Zandon, the two favorites. He said, see ya. See ya. And again,
he was just holding back.
Okay, here's the thing. He had held back his whole career.
Well, he's just waiting for his right moment.
Well,
those other races, eh.
But here's the question, okay? Here's the question. You know, trying to evaluate, seriously evaluate one of these horse races is not going and copying what somebody else says. It's going and watching the races. It's reading about the bloodlines. It's trying to comprehend all these different ingredients. It's watching the Louisiana Derby, whether that plays a big role in the Kentucky Derby history, watching the Florida Derby, the Arkansas Derby, et cetera, et cetera. And it's studying the bloodlines of these horses, knowing whether they're built for the distance, whether their breeding suggests they're built for a particular distance, et cetera. How they've handled multiple conditions, whether they're a front runner, whether they come from off the pace. It's knowing all these things. What did we talk about before this race, Ramona? 8 times in a row, this race had been won by front runners because the field's right. Too crowded. You can't get through. It's hard to get a clean trip. We just had a horse come from stinking nowhere. He basically lapped the whole field. He didn't care about the trip. He didn't care about the congestion. He said, I got an answer for your congestion right here. And then he did what he did. With Sonny Leone on board and with Eric Reed sweating up a storm over on the sideline. I mean, I have seen some crazy crap in all the years I've covered sports. But I have never seen anything like this before. And that's why all night, Ramona, my Twitter page was on fire. And a lot of it was people who don't, they write me and they say, Walt, I don't even really like horse racing. I've watched this 182 times. You know, I was getting those kind of things, you know, because there are only so many minutes, only so many opportunities in sports to see something you've never seen before. They don't come along. They don't come along, whether it's an individual, whether it's the career of an individual, whether it's a particular moment in time, whether it's a moment where a particular athlete transcends the sport, transcends everything that's ever been done before. Secretariat in the Belmont. These moments, they are rare. We don't see them. And sometimes they defy explanation. As many of the greatest upsets in the history of sport have, they defy explanation. That's the tie that binds. On Saturday night, in about a 2-minute period, I watched a sporting event that I think defies explanation and common sense more than any other I've seen in my entire existence. When we come back, I'm going to give you one possible reason that we all overlooked. Before we go to break, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap is up. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs. They help Ramona. They help Salazar David. They help basically everybody here. Storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. They work with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs, residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap's dedication to complete customer satisfaction is the reason why a large portion of our business comes from previous customers and referrals. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor that has extensive experience, who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing, the Gilstrap difference. They've been serving the upstate and the Midlands since 1935. family owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, full service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, 5-year workmanship warranty for all full roof replacements. It's Gilstrap Roofing, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or online, gilstrapproofing.com. All right, we'll take a quick break. The lineup's changed. Tar Heel Chad is now first. We lost a couple of people. If you want back in, jump in. Quick break.
Spring cleaning is always first thing on the to-do list this time of year, so don't forget yourself. Roosters is here to remind you how important it is to keep your hair and face fresh and clean this season. Roosters has a full menu of what you need for male grooming this spring to check that off of your list. Don't forget to set your next appointment with the professionals at Roosters on Pelham Road in Greenville by calling 884-8920. Gift cards are always available at Roosters. Give the gift that keeps on giving.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Glen Raven is hosting a direct hire event at 4665 Liberty Highway in Anderson on Wednesday, May 11th from 9 until noon. Hiring for machine operators, material handlers, and process technicians. Learn more and RSVP at htijobs.com.
Hey, Tiger fans, the wait is over. We're excited to introduce you to a new IPTA member benefit, Clemson Plus. Clemson Plus is a new streaming service that gives you access to exclusive shows, podcasts, and original content. Clemson Plus is only available to IPTA members. So if you've not yet joined IPTA, be sure and join today. Clemson Plus will be accessible on all your devices, including your phone, laptop, and TV. Visit clemsonplus.com to sign up and learn more today.
My name is Anna. I live in Seneca, and I'm a real person. The Max Life Change 6-month program saved my life. Because I have Parkinson's, it was starting to take over my life, and I was in bed a lot. I wasn't getting anything done. I knew I had to do something to get my life back on track. It turns out that the Max Life Change 6-month program is what I needed. It has given me a new outlook on life. Not very difficult at all. This was my first life change program. And it's different than a gym, much different than a gym. And I am so happy to be back doing things that I enjoy. I'm off medication of my hyperthyroidism. What I like about this life-changing program is everybody in there is rooting for you. It's like family. I would tell anyone that wants to lose weight, cut back their meds, and get their life back to call Max Life Change.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. we test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent Trane dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the option.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Deep Tulip Road Rage. We are back. Okay.
I like that song.
Love it. I mean, they fixed it. That they fixed the hideous Beach Boys original version. This is like Michael Bolton in reverse. You know, because I normally hate covers. And
oh yeah.
And I especially hate any cover by that Michael Bolton guy. Is he dead yet?
No, he's not dead. And I think I saw him on TV the other day. Like he got a new career. Or
oh,
something.
Great!
No, really.
Great.
You know how they come back sometimes.
No, please, God. You know. So, in any case, Tariel Chad and Daredevil, I'm coming right to you. The thing that we may have missed is that this horse ran his first race on that track. He ran his first race and he won by 17 and a half lengths on that track. That's why they decided to buy him, because of his performance in that race. Now, subsequent to that race, fell off a cliff. He showed signs as a two-year-old that he had potential. He showed signs in by winning 17 and a half lengths at Churchill Downs on that track. Subsequent to that, though, he became an afterthought because his times weren't good and he wasn't winning anything.
So you're saying this is his track?
I'm saying that maybe he loves the dirt of Churchill Downs. I can't answer what I saw. There's
no, if he goes to the other two,
and there's no cheating. Okay, this is not a in this situation. Okay, this is not a cartoon. It just looked like one. It looked like that horse was moving at a speed way beyond all the other horses because it was. But there's nothing known to man that would make a horse move that fast. And as I said, he certainly has to pass the most stringent of the tests post-race, where they cover 1,500 known substances in a blood and urine test. I have no answer other than there are moments in sports that defy logic, and we witness one of them. Will this horse ever challenge for another win? Will he go on to win the Triple Crown, win the Preakness, win the Belmont? Probably not. But I will tell you this. If you're going to tell me that his new buyer speed rating is going to be 102, then you may as well just give him the Triple Crown now. Right? Because somehow a horse with a buyer speed rating of 84 had a buyer speed rating on Saturday of 102. 18 points higher. Tar Heel Chad. Chad.
Don't you want to play this?
In a minute. Go ahead, Chad.
It's sort of like the USA beating the hockey team. You know, it's this one. Is it the one? Is it the aberration? I want to see him at the Preakness with a smaller field. because I felt like he couldn't get around all the lard A's ahead of him.
Yeah.
He, as soon as he got, you know what I mean? Because the Preakness is usually what? It's usually a smaller field, right?
Yeah, so you're not. And these other, in the Preakness and Belmont, you'll
and
have like
quarter 10, track.
Yeah, you'll have like 10 horses running. 11, 12.
So the guy that does the stuff for NBC, the guy that actually calls the race, what's his name?
Yeah.
You know the guy, he does it.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, we were talking about.
Do you think he'll ever let that happen again? In other words, he was caught flat-footed.
He was caught flat-footed, Chad. And when you'll hear the call, and we're going to play at least part of it in a minute, you'll hear that part where again he states that Simplification is now in third on the outside.
Oh yeah, he missed it.
Right, Simplification was already a full length behind, or I put it the other way, Rich Strike had already blown past Simplification by a full length when he said that. But I think, Chad, what happened is your attention, looking through binoculars and calling that race, is what's
not easy.
Right, is what's going on. You know, at the part of the race that matters, this horse came from nowhere. And so he wasn't even in his real field of vision. You know, he came from absolutely nowhere, as, you know, the overhead views just kept pointing out and putting the pointer on Epicenter and on Rich Strike. And even when Rich Strike had finally cleared all the junk, he was still 8 lengths behind Epicenter.
Yeah, he closed fast, though. The best was once he got him dialed in where he could go, it was like, oh, this is over with. It just felt like he was caught off guard because he didn't even mention him until the very end.
Right.
What did he say? The 80-1 or whatever, the largest something. I just felt, I'm wondering in the future, just from a professional standpoint, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, but you know what, Chad? He's going to have to live another 100 years if that's ever going to happen to him again.
You're probably right.
In other words, it's not like something he's really going to have to spend any time sweating over. I mean, unless it happens, you know, in the Preakness coming up. But other than this horse, that's not something that he's likely to encounter again, because we've never seen it in history.
Done it 2 times in a row, but I think you're right. I mean, if he runs that type of race with that type of speed, nobody in this group is going to beat him. That's for sure. I mean, all the favorites, I mean, he just blew. I mean, it was wild. Great time, great 2 minutes. Man, I'm glad I got to see it. I can't wait for the Preakness, though, because I think it's going to be all him this time, right?
Well, yeah.
He's not going. It's going to be all
That's
him
right.
this time.
That's right. The entire story now will be Rich Strike and trainer Eric Reed and jockey, you know, Sonny, say hello to my little friend Leon aboard. That's going to be the whole story for the Preakness.
So what was wrong with Eric Reed? I mean, I thought he was going to have a heart attack. Number one, I mean, he was sweating bullets.
Oh,
I mean,
he was
obviously just ecstatic.
Yeah, he's the world's happiest human. You know what, Chad? If he goes now, it doesn't matter. Right, this guy toiled in relative obscurity for as a trainer known only to, you know, select few for decades, and just, you know, never was going to get this opportunity. None of these people were. I mean, this is like way beyond a Disney movie. This is something. This is something the likes of which is not. It's not a real thing. It's not. It just doesn't compute.
Yeah, I think you all. I mean, just for 2 minutes. I mean, I waited all day for that, and quite frankly, that 2 minutes felt almost like a lifetime. It's something you can watch over and over and never get tired of it. So that was pretty cool. So anyway, take care. Well, good show.
Thank you, Joe. Let me get to Daredevil, and then we're to play you. What are you going to play, like the last 90 seconds of it? We'll play like the last 90 seconds of it and listen for as they really, approach the wire, listen for the call there and listen for where you hear him say simplification has moved into third. That was an errant call. And then what happens, after that? Daredevil.
Walt.
Daredevil.
Now, I love the Derby. I went to it about 29 years ago. But now, let me tell you, and Sarah has a real big TV in here, and I've got some great surround sound speakers. But now we talked about how I watch the Wimbledon every year. Don't. Well, speed that up about. Speed Wimbledon's up about 10 million times. Oh, man, it's very audible, but it's just a bunch of loud charging horses. I'm like, who's ahead? Who's winning? What are they doing? There's no way in hell they can tell me about 20 horses at one time. And I'm just freaking out. You know, what's going on? What are they doing? And I just hear this massive thunder of the horses. But it's great. And I found them, you know, the last few years I can get on satellite radio and they do tell a little bit more about it. But, man, this has been such great radio you've had this afternoon because it's just really cool. Everybody likes it when somebody that's not supposed to win ever just wins.
And Larry Comis, the announcer who does, you know, normally such a great job, he did make an error at the end. But, again, it's an error that's, I think, sort of readily explained because, you know, there was no other horse in the picture just seconds earlier. This horse was flying like Pegasus. And furthermore, why was there a reason to look for a horse who was a million lengths off the lead who nobody had ever heard of to begin with?
Yeah, he was a filler. He was just filling in. But anyway, I'll go so you can, because I want to hear the TV version again. I've listened to the radio several times in the replays in the middle of the night. But yeah, man, even a man like me can enjoy the thunder of
That's
the herd
what we're talking about.
Cool like it happens.
Thank you, Daredevil.
See you, buddy.
All right, Ramona, hit it. Larry Comis.
And in 4 foot seconds, and now Epicenter comes splitting horses and is moving up quickly as Crown Pride takes the lead around the far turn. It is Crown Pride battling with Messier. They're stride for stride. Epicenter and Zozo sit behind them. Cyberknife sweeps up on the outside. Sandon gets the rail run, and they're into the stretch. And it's Messier, Crown Pride, and Epicenter is coming up on the outside. Epicenter has taken the lead as they arrive into the final furlong. Sandon is coming after him. Epicenter and Sandon, these two, stride for stride. Simplification down the outside is next. They're coming down to the wire. Epicenter, Sandon, Rich Strike is coming up on the inside. Oh, my goodness. The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby. Rich Strike has done it in a stunning, unbelievable upset.
See, he says that Simplification is in third on the outside. And in at the time that he says that, Rich Strike had already passed Simplification by a length. And you know, he's focusing on Epicenter and Sandon, and rightfully so, because there's no other horse there. There just isn't until there is. You know, in other words, this horse closed that distance, that eight-length distance, with such secretariat-like speed that there was no way to anticipate it. It just, and Larry didn't anticipate it, clearly. You know, it was not there was not a reason for him to focus on it. It's almost like you had to go back and see that in slow motion, as we all have a million times. It's one thing to watch replays and overhead views and everything else. This dude's calling these races through binoculars. And he doesn't have that same competitive advantage. And it was hard to know exactly until you begin to track in slow motion how Rich Strike did it. How did he pass the entire field? How did he lap the field? Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At AutoZone, we know that no two jobs are created equal. That's why we got more ways for you to get what you need when you need it. With our free same-day store pickup, you can grab what you need today and finish the job right. And with our free next-day delivery, you can get it delivered to your front door tomorrow and do the job in no time. Wipers starting to streak? It's
probably time to replace your blades. We've got the quality products you need to see the road crystal clear. Free next day delivery on eligible orders over $35. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code, so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers. Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who believe only quitters and a game and a tie. The type of guys who choose the bar with the biggest TVs to overcompensate for theirs at home. This is the Lodge mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
The magic to save fuel costs at home is right under your feet. Your home is on a free and renewable source of energy. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems use that energy to heat, cool, and provide hot water to your home. There's a 26% federal tax credit and a 25% South Carolina tax credit on Water Furnace Geothermal Systems. Plus, you can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as a Blue Ridge Electric Co-op customer. Call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace. Magic right under your feet.
I'm going to tell you, I had my weekly maintenance check-in with PhD Weight Loss today, and I was dead on it. When I stepped on the scale this morning, I was dead on 167. Last week, I was dead on 167. So, I'm not sure you can maintain any better than 0.0. And that's still underneath my target weight, so I've got some room to grow as long as I'm eating well and managing. I feel good at 167. But for men, I think the average is like 5 pounds a week, and for women, it's like 3 pounds a week. That's still a pretty big chunk. And I know Brian's going to continue on the journey. I've heard from several of you who are going to continue on the journey. I'm continuing on the journey, even in the maintenance phase, where it's changed the way that I relate to food.